You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Young and the Restless fans. It is Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers from Monday, March 18th through Friday, March 22nd. We've got three new episodes next week, and then we have 2 days of preemptions. I'm going to tell you what days and why your soap is about to be missing. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe, and now let's dive right into these hot spoilers. Monday, March 18th, 2024 is season 51, episode 115. So Summer and Kyle and Claire and Harrison and Victoria are still over at Crimson Lights. They're hanging out. They're talking. Summer wants to know more about Claire Howard, but Victoria's trying to sidestep. So Summer realizes Claire is new to the family, but she's only read that puff piece that Victor had put in the newspaper to lure Jordan out of hiding. And she's asking, you know, where you been? What's going on? And Victoria's like, oh, well, let's talk about the weather. Trying to change the subject. Later at home, Summer and Kyle talk about hiring Claire. Claire mentioned that she doesn't really want to work at Newman, that she would like to work with children and they need help with their child, Harrison, but they also wonder what exactly is being hidden from them. They know there's more to the story. There's a scene about this in the promo. I'm going to put the promo at the end of this video just as a little treat for the next week on stuff. So hang around at the end to see that. And Summer says that she's going to dig in and find out more about this, and then they'll talk more about it. So Nikki stuns Victor. She has a request. She wants to see Jordan. She wants to go there alone without him, and she wants to confront her about everything she did to her. She really wants to get payback. Victor doesn't want her to do that. She insists, and he finally caves. But then Victoria and Claire show back up and they tell Nikki that they want to go along, and they reiterate they don't need Victor. They will take a guard. So there is a scene from the same promo of Nikki and Claire and Victoria showing up. But I'll talk about that more in a minute when I have another Jordan spoiler for you below. So Billy Abbott runs into Ashley Abbott. He sees her at Society and she's being weird. And again, a scene from the promo, she's like, what's up, bro? You know, weird things like she doesn't usually say. And he notices that she just seems really, really off. And he mentioned that. And she just says, oh, she's just trying something new. Her voices in her head are talking again after he walks away about some plan she has. And then she texts Tucker and says, forget what I said. I don't want to see you. We're done for good. So she's playing a bait and switch on him, you know. Adam and Chelsea take Connor back to see the OCD psychiatrist, and the poor kid is really, really down on himself. He's really struggling with some of his quirks and rituals and habits, and the doctor recommends a residential treatment program, and she calls it a school, but Connor thinks it's a hospital, and he thinks he's being put away, and he doesn't like that. And Chelsea talks a lot about how she had to get inpatient treatment. And then Chelsea talks to the doctor alone and says that she's just not sure she can handle this, and she starts crying. And I just wonder, is Chelsea's mental health at risk now too? Which is a very real concern. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, episode 116 of season 51. We have more of Chelsea, and she is blaming herself for what's going on with Connor Newman. I don't know if she thinks her nervous breakdown, her little mental health crisis somehow triggered his, or if she wonders if it's some kind of genetic thing. I suspect this is more of her probably talking to the doctor. And yeah, gosh, I really worry about Chelsea, and I wonder if Billy or Adam have realized that maybe Connor going through a mental health crisis could trigger Chelsea to have some sort of like big mental health relapse, you know? I mean, she did try to kill herself last year. We have Victor Newman deciding to test Summer and Nick Newman's loyalty. So I don't know if this is about Claire or what, but I'm interested. I like when Victor tests his family, as long as he's not pretending to have Alzheimer's again or something. So this is the spoiler that I wanted to talk about related to the promo. Nikki wants payback on Jordan, but it goes awry. It's going to backfire on her. So Nikki and Victoria and Claire march over to the basement where she's been locked away in her own little trap. And when she first hears the noise, Jordan's like, help, help. You know, she thinks somebody's coming to help her. And then she sees that it's them and they tell her this is not a rescue mission. They are there for payback. So I just wonder somehow if, you know, Jordan is going to get the drop on them, or if it's just more of Nikki came there to say stuff and get the upper hand and walks away feeling like Jordan got the emotional upper hand. Hopefully Jordan doesn't escape. You know, I don't think she's going to take them hostage or anything, because we've got more Claire and family spoilers the next day. Wednesday, March 20th, 2024 is episode 117 of the current season. And we have Claire really struggling to bond with her new family, but the Newmans are there to support her. And so there's going to be a big family dinner. We see Summer and Nick's going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. Adam Newman is there also, and it looks like he and Claire are facing off. It looks like it might be contentious. I mean, honestly, I really hope these two don't start bickering. I hope they bond. I hope they have a genuine conversation, because they have so much more in common than either of them has with anybody else in the family. So yeah, I don't want them to be contentious, but I don't think they can have insta-love. You know, I think that probably some contentious, probably Victoria telling her to ignore Adam. He's the black sheep. Claire being curious, Adam being curious. I hope they wind up friends, because that would just really aggravate Victoria. And I'm all about aggravating Victoria. This storyline arc of her and Claire and Cole and all that, I really am enjoying Victoria in that. But if she goes back to being, you know, CEO over at Newman and being just a big old B to her brother Adam, I'm going to be back to calling her Victoria. So hopefully, you know, they can all get along. Thursday, March 21st and Friday, March 22nd, you will have no new episode of YNR. If you watch Bold and the Beautiful also, that is also going to be preempted. It's March Madness, which I am led to understand is basketball of the college variety. I do not watch sports. I don't watch really, I watch Welsh soccer, just one team, not the entirety of it. One team that's in League Two. I have a streaming pass so I can watch it. I have to get up early on Saturdays because it's on in the afternoon in Wales, which wakes me up to watch it because of my time zone here. So basketball. We'll have a new episode then on Monday the 25th. Hopefully, I hope this basketball thing doesn't extend that long. I don't know how long it lasts. Hopefully not the rest of March. That is everything I have for you for Young and the Restless next week. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see. Do you think Adam and Claire are going to wind up friends? Let me know what you think. Drop your comments. Come back soon. We're here talking YNR 7 days, all week long. Buckle up. Here is that YNR promo that I promised you. This is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Hey, bro. What's up?
Hey, sis. Everything okay?
I'm going to do some digging, see if I can come up with, you know, the parts of the story that Victoria didn't share with us, and we'll go from there. Oh, thank God!
Sorry to burst your bubble, Jordan, but this isn't a rescue party.